Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest, of course, is Joel Skousen from the World Affairs Brief. And go right ahead, Joel. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but sometimes we can't do anything. The computer tells us when to close down. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to talk about the election factor that the Iran war may play. You know, right now, the main concern of Americans are painfully high gas prices and fast declining economy. There is certainly no lack of rage among the American people, and that rage is aimed squarely at the Bush administration, who is looked at in large part responsible for these things, which they are. No incumbent president or party can stay in office, you know, with this kind of public dissatisfaction bordering on rage. The public will succumb to the hollow, but populist promises for change coming out of Barack Obama, who's, in my opinion, a closet Marxist. Polls continue to show Obama outpacing McCain by large margins, as many as 15 percentage points, despite the disadvantages of race. The war with Iran can change all of that for the worse, and that can change it in a minute. Even though war would cause gas prices to skyrocket even further, there's nothing that seems to drive Americans to act more blindly or without thinking than the specter of having our troops attacked by another country. And that appears to be just what our globalist leaders are planning. However, it will make a big difference whether they pull this off before or after the election. In an interview this week with Dennis Woolley, insider and former national security advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski, President Carter's handler, talked openly about the coming war with Iran. He stated that either the U.S. will justify a war by some terrorist attack inside the U.S. that can be blamed on Iran, or that Israel will initiate a preemptive strike on Iran's nuclear program, inducing Iranian retaliation against American forces in Iraq, knowing, of course, as the Iranians do, that Israel would never attack Iran without a green light from the U.S. Iranian retaliation against U.S. troops would, of course, in turn, be used to justify the attack on Iran. And what was interesting about the interview with Zbigniew Brzezinski is that this is precisely what I have been prognosticating for some time, the two scenarios that the globalists would use. And here we have a globalist talking about those very two scenarios. This makes two deep insiders now talking openly about this Iranian Iran provocation strategy that I've predicted. First, there was Dick Cheney through his surrogate, and now Zbigniew Brzezinski. Even more surprising, of course, was Brzezinski's openness about discussing how likely this would be to happen prior to the election, which would, quote, change the dynamics of the election and galvanize the American people like nothing else into a unified cry, you know, I suppose, for vengeance against Iran's warmongering dream. Brzezinski denied that he was formally associated with Obama's campaign, which I felt rather interesting since he's been listed before as a foreign policy advisor. He gave the lame excuse that, quote, I have to be my own person, implying that advisors have to align themselves with the campaign positions taken by the candidate. Actually, it's the other way around, as you know, Dr. Stan, but he did admit to advising Obama on occasion and being an Obama supporter. Now, both of those really are questionable as well. In reality, Brzezinski is not being his own person nor a passionate Obama supporter. He is, above all, a globalist who's been positioning himself deceptively in opposition to the globalist Bush-Cheney team so that he and others of Team B can control the rising anti-war opposition represented by Obama. He is concealing his deeper involvement with the Obama campaign, I think, for a variety of reasons. One, he's well into his 80s and will not be able to serve in a formal government capacity. And two, his marching orders may require the flexibility to switch support to McCain if a war should serve to dump Obama at the last moment. In any case, Brzezinski is worth watching because he's one of those globalists who appears to switch sides in advance of a change of direction. And it looks to me like we're sitting on a teeter-totter, Dr. Stan. It can go either way. They can actually get what they want done with either McCain winning or Obama winning, since they control both candidates. But certainly the war could change the dynamics of the election dramatically, depending on the timing. If it comes as an October surprise, now that's the code name for the dark side of government operation, which subverted Jimmy Carter's reelection by fomenting the Iran hostage crisis and bribing the Iranians not to release the hostages until Reagan was elected. So if they pull off an October surprise type of deal before the election, it will be time to derail the otherwise certain election of Democrat Barack Obama and reinstall another Republican war president. If the provocation by Israel and the U.S. attack comes after the election, while Bush is a lame duck, events will give Obama, presuming that he wins, the excuse to support the war, subvert the anti-war movement, and bring all Americans into that patriotic fervor of another war to, quote, protect our troops. Obama would also be quite anxious to convince the Americans that he could be a forceful commander-in-chief, and so I would expect him to use all of the excuses to promote the swift provocation of the war. And as I've told your audiences before, I think this scenario calls for a massive retaliatory attack against Iran that will take out their all of their military, as well as bomb a great deal of infrastructure in Iran, including their oil capacity. And this will, of course, drive oil prices sky high. We can see easily $8 to $10 a gallon of gasoline.
So, but there's a thing, Joel, if we were actually, either the United States or Israel, but presumably the United States were to attack Iran, I would anticipate that Hezbollah with 25 to 40,000 missiles sitting just up there in Lebanon, and pretty quite sophisticated missiles, would launch them all on Israel and simply wipe Israel off the face of the globe. So that really doesn't make any sense either.
No, in fact, they don't have enough missiles to wipe Israel off the face of the globe. These are relatively small missiles. You know, they can take out three or four cars at a time, or they could take out a house, but definitely a long way away from doing a lot of bringing an entire country to its knees.
You don't think that 25 to 40,000 missiles would really have a tremendous impact on Israel?
It would have an impact, to be sure, but clearly over 60% of those would hit nothing, judging by the specific. These are not aimed rockets. These are not guided rockets. These, even those that go into the city in the former war, most of them did no damage. So we have to discount at least the Katyushas and that brand of rockets. They're fairly small rockets, no more than 4 inches in diameter. And so what the Syrians have, of course, are much more dangerous than what the Egyptians have. Only if this reaches a regional war percentage will you get your big scuds and the follow-on to the scuds that the Syrians and the Egyptians could launch against Israel. That could have a major impact. And I think before it escalates to that point, we would see the U.S. Intervene as long as they're... I don't expect the attacks on Iran to take more than about a week or two at the most to bring Iran to its knees. They don't intend to invade. And then I think they'll turn their attention to helping Israel obliterate the arsenals of Syria, which will really then isolate Hezbollah. I don't think Israel or anybody can take down Hezbollah because they're kind of a grassroots guerrilla organization, but Syria is a different matter. And if Egypt raises its head, they would get it knocked off as well through American firepower. So what I'm presenting here is I think we're going to see a case where we're going to have a regional war come out of this Iran thing, where Israel will survive as well as U.S. presence in Iraq will survive quite well. And at the same time, they'll take down Syria, perhaps Egypt in the process, but Hezbollah will still be there to antagonize the situation.
But, of course, this will have a devastating effect on the price of oil, won't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It would just skyrocket, because I would fully expect the Straits of Hormuz to be closed, which would bring, you know, shut down a lot of other oil production than just Iran's. But in any case, I want to take some time to review the Wall Street Journal article on Israel on the Brink, outlining the establishment position about the chances of Israel going to war with Iran before the United States gives a signal. It starts out saying Israel isn't famous for welcoming public scrutiny of its most sensitive military plans. It says, we doubt Jerusalem officials were dismayed to see news of their recent Air Force exercises splashed across the front pages of the press. What they're referring to, Dr. Stan, is the fact that there were over 100 fighters, tactical bombers, and refueling planes, rescued helicopters conducting an operation 900 miles to the west towards Cyprus. And everyone in the press was saying this was clearly a dress rehearsal for an attack on Iran's nuclear facilities, which I believe it was, by the way. The journal says the point was not lost on Tehran, which promptly warned of strong blows in the event of preemptive Israeli strike. The more important question, says the journal, is whether the meaning of Israel's exercise registered in Western capitals. It's been 6 years since Iran's secret nuclear programs were publicly exposed, and Israel has more or less bided its time as the Bush administration and Europe have pursued what I call token diplomacy to induce Tehran to cease enriching uranium. There's been no real effort to try to dissuade them. It's only to give the appearance of that. The journal says it hasn't worked. That's because they haven't really tried. Iran has rejected repeated offers of technical and economic assistance. Despite 4 years of pleading, the journal says the administration has failed to win anything but weak UN sanctions. Well, of course, I think this plays into their Hegelian-type conflict proposal. They simply want to give the excuse that they're attempting to do this peacefully, all the while that they're inducing Iran with the help of Russia to take a belligerent position. The journal says Russia has always been or plans to sell advanced anti-aircraft missiles to Iran and finish work on the nuclear reactor at Bushehr, though spent fuel from that reactor could eventually be diverted and reprocessed.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back.
Tony.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest today is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. He's been talking about the possibility, the very real possibility of an attack either by the United States or Israel, or perhaps a combined attack on Iran. What would the implications be? Most Americans don't understand. In many respects, we're already at war with Iran. When you begin putting sanctions, economic sanctions, banking sanctions on a country, this is an act of war. You tell over just bring press to bear. No, you are trying to change the structure of their society. We have actually been financing the opposition and many of the rebel groups within Iran trying to overthrow the government. These are acts of war. And how would you feel if the Chinese communists were actually financing marauding groups of Mexicans or Canadians coming into our country and killing some of our people and our police? Well, this is what's really going on. And yet the attention of the American people is so focused on Britney Spears and Paris Hilton and the coming football season. Why? And what they do is they focus our attention on nonsensical things. And they have the people on the television yelling back and forth at one another as if there is some real difference in their opinions, whereas they're already coming from the same point of view. And that is the point of view of misleading the American people and keeping our attention away from the very real and very dangerous situation that I believe is unfolding there in the Near East and the Middle East. Go ahead, Joel.
Well, of course, there is the provocation, of course, of Congress. There's several congressmen attempting to gain a resolution to set up a blockade to keep any gasoline products from getting to Iran. It's the same kind of provocation that the United States engineered to provoke Japan into attacking Pearl Harbor by cutting off, getting the British to cut off Japan's oil deliveries and supplies. And a large burgeoning industrialized economy like Japan had to then go out and use force to break that blockade. In any case, I was talking before the break about Russia's role, on one hand playing as our ally and supposedly working to try to curtail Iran's nuclear ambitions, while at the same time selling them advanced missiles, anti-aircraft missiles, as well as finishing their nuclear reactor, Bushehr. You know, Russia has always played both sides in its habitual commitment to Hegelian conflict creation. It's my opinion that Russia is secretly telling the Iranians that you can go ahead and stand up to the Americans because we won't allow you to fall. I think that's the same hollow promise that they gave Saddam Hussein while they allowed him to be attacked and destroyed by the United States. Of course, during those attacks, the Russians were there with their electronic eavesdropping, trying to get a very good handle on American military and high-tech weapons procedures as they prosecute the war. They also experimented in the Iraq War with several anti-tank new missiles. One seems to inject a plasma stream about a quarter-inch pencil width wide that will penetrate almost any amount of armor and explode inside the tank. That disabled one of our Abrams tanks there. And the United States has been very mum about the fact that we have no defense against that kind of anti-tank procedure. But in any case, I think it's very important to understand that the role of the National Intelligence Estimate in misleading the American people into thinking that the United States was switching sides and coming out at least against the war in Iran. In fact, I think it was a ploy to make it appear as if the CIA and other intelligence officials were at odds with the Bush administration. There is no conflict actually within them. They have purged out all those who disagree with the Bush administration. But this was put out as a piece of disinformation. Very slick thing that we've covered in some depth before. It allows the administration to be able to say now, well, Iran, we show in our intelligence estimate that Iran had a nuclear program, they just stopped. And then when they want to attack Iran, all they have to do is say, well, I guess they didn't stop, and they don't have to worry about proving, which they didn't do in the first intelligence, and they never have to worry about proving Iran actually had that seems to be a given if you accept the National Intelligence Estimate, which foolishly many people within the anti-war movement accepted. But in accepting the National Intelligence Estimate, they've covertly accepted the premise that Iran is guilty of having had in the past a nuclear weapons program, obviating the need for the administration to prove it when the war actually comes. This is a very, very slick procedure. In any case, Barack Obama's leading in the presidential polls with the promise to negotiate with Iran without precondition. That is, without insisting that Iran stop enriching uranium. It's very interesting that a precondition that the U.S. insists on, which amounts to total capitulation of the Iranian position, destroys any need for the talks. What good is there to have talks if you have as a precondition for those talks the complete capitulation?
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest, Joel Skousen. Joel, before we go on, I do want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the World Affairs Brief, how they can get in touch with you, and get a trial copy and hopefully subscribe to the publication, because it certainly is one of the most revealing publications I read, and I read it regularly every week when it arrives. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, the World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service, and it's showcased on my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. First thing you'll see on the front page is a synopsis of the current World Affairs Brief. And the second thing is an overview of the various top news stories coming out, posted on the website. All of that's free for you to read and enjoy, as well as archival material on the right-hand side talking about a lot of government cover-ups that I have exposed over the years and commented on. If people want to get a sample copy of the World Affairs Brief, if they'd like to consider subscribing, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and it tells them how to do that right on the website, worldaffairsbrief.com.
Well, I certainly hope that our listeners will at least going to get a copy, and hopefully they'll want to subscribe, because it's certainly one of the best sources of information we have. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the economy now. 10% plus inflation that Americans are experiencing is actually a huge tax increase and is reminiscent of the gas shortages and inflationary recession of the late 70s during the Carter administration. The only difference is the U.S. had many bubbles that they could create in the future to get out of that, and now they're running out of options. Meanwhile, of course, the Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke continues to give us rhetorical concern about inflation. He won't stop the free flow of bailout money and deficit spending. As the Wall Street Journal told its readers, the Federal Reserve stayed true to its leaked news yesterday and held its target interest rate at 2%. Now, 2% is interesting, as the graph by the Wall Street Journal showed, because the consumer price index is rising at a rate roughly double the federal funds rate of 2%. The CPI is a lagging indicator, as well as being understated by at least 50%. That means that the actual loan rate of interloan rate from banks to banks is almost three times lower than the rate of inflation. Even the producer price index, which is a partially manipulated index, was up 77.2% on an annual basis. And that's before soaring oil and food prices were made their way through the economy. It's no wonder that the dollar remains weak against gold, oil, and the euro. And, of course, every American who drives and shops for groceries understands this, except at the Fed, where they bowed before something called core inflation. This is a way of measuring prices without including food and energy, which is very convenient to omit. So we're supposed to take comfort that core inflation is supposedly rising at only 2.3% annual rate. Yet it is the Fed-induced spike in prices of food and energy since last August that has Americans in an uproar and Congress in a panic. And whenever you have a panic like this, you're going to get a lot of bogus-type solutions out of Congress and the president that won't really solve anything. In any case, the only tiny benefit to Americans is that Buy American is returning. The surging oil prices are raising exporters' costs to ship everything from steel to sofas to America, and they're encouraging customers to buy more domestically. The trouble is there, of course, the producers here locally are finally getting to raise their prices, which they're doing with a vengeance. And so while imports are not as actually, importers are taking a great deal of the hit of the lowering dollar rather than raising their prices yet. We haven't seen a lot of that so far, but the importers themselves are complaining that they're not making much money anymore because of their receiving payment in dollars. You know, the Fed has been using cheaper imports to help mask the true rate of inflation for many years. Without government inflation of money and credit, Americans would be experiencing the full benefits of cheaper prices, and our economy would be much better conditioned, even as it is with all of the hidden inflation we've been subjected to. Prices have still been, certain commodity been lowering, like computers, electronics, and many imported things from China. Now, of course, most government planners and people who are trained economists adhere to Keynesian theory. It's mostly about pumping liquidity into the economy through government spending and expansion of money and credit, supposedly to counter business downturns, and thus creating a rise in economic activity. And this is an illusion, of course. The rise in economic activity is mostly inflationary rather than real rise. One thing that it does do, however, it is subverts the normal skepticism which people with money to loan and banks with money to loan have about loaning money to new business endeavors. It makes growth slower when you have no free money out there. You have to wait for people to save in order to have money to loan out to others, and people are much more careful to make sure that they do not loan to pie-in-the-sky or unwise investments. And that's one of the reasons why we have bubbles, is when the government is floating the economy with money, it's much easier to fund, especially investment bankers and others, fly-by-night investments, especially things like these subprime mortgages. But an Austrian School of Economics rightly complains that, you know, this Keynesian-type pumping money, priming the pump, cannot go on indefinitely without producing huge economic distortions. Artificial money and credit creates excessive growth that cannot be sustained without continual and new injections of money and credit bubbles that inevitably burst. Now, monetarists like Milton Friedman take the position that fiat money is okay as long as it's limited to 3-4% annually. But that solution only slows down the distortion. It does not eliminate them. Eventually, they come. In reality, the Austrian School of Economics is correct. Their dire predictions are now coming true before our eyes. You know, the economic bad news just keeps pouring in, despite Bernanke's attempt to convince America things are getting better. They're not by a long shot. Here's kind of a list of the latest store closing. Ann Taylor stores are closing 117. Eddie Bauer closing more stores after 27 last quarter. Cash, the women's retailer, announced closing 20-23. Fashion Bug and Catherine's closing 150. Jay Talbot's closing all 78 of its kids and men's stores. Gap is closing 85 stores. They also own Old Navy and Banana Republic. Foot Locker's closing 140. Levitt's, the furniture retailer, is going out of business. Zales and Pierce Pagoda planning on closing 82 stores. CompUSA closing 128. Macy's, 9 stores. You know, the list goes on and on. I've got a list of about almost 25 major companies closing stores. And all of these closings guarantee that the nation's unemployment rate will continue to rise. Worse, they're not going to find jobs easily. Laid-off store clerks will not find employment with other stores since other stores are cutting back, closing as well. Now, gasoline prices keep siphoning off people's disposable income, and so there are negative multipliers there. You know, economists talk a lot about the multiplier effect when you prime the pump. That is, that money spreads around and gets spent many times before it gets back to the big banks. But in the same sense, in a contraction, there are negative multipliers. People who don't spend, it multiplies to those people who don't have a spend, and they don't have anything to spend, and it keeps going on down. And so negative multipliers are just as devastating to the economy as any other type of effect. Now, the picture for airlines is even bleaker, Dr. Stan. It's a no-win situation for the majors. The skyrocketing price of jet fuel is devastating the airline industry and hurting the economy. the failure of just one airline could disrupt travel for 200 to 300,000 daily passengers and cause between 30,000 and 75,000 immediate job losses. Now, analysts that cover the industry say that most of the carriers have enough cash on hand to last through 2009. But this doesn't really tell the real story. The real story in most of these articles that I've read make it appear as if all airlines are in the same boat, but they are not. A few airlines have hedged significantly into the future on fuel prices and stand to make huge gains while other big air carriers have nowhere to go but down. These legacy costs of the major carriers are horrendous. They have huge union contracts, pay and benefit packages that cannot be sustained, and huge pension liabilities that cannot be sustained. It's very interesting to compare that with Southwest Airlines. There's a great disparity because, for example, Southwest has, the legacy carriers have only about 30% of their fuel hedged for 2008 at prices in the $85 to $100 a barrel range. Southwest has its fuel hedged at $51 a barrel for a whopping 70% of the needs through 2008 and 2009. And here's what this means. It means that their current portfolio is saving them $2.8 billion a year. It won't take many years at that advantage for them to buy out some of these major airlines. And that's what people don't realize, is that some are going to win big during this period because they had the wisdom of foresight to hedge against these things.
Well, you know, that's really very interesting, because I was booking a flight in in August back to Washington, D.C. from the West Coast. And I first of all, of course, went to Southwest, and they were just a little over $400 for a round-trip ticket. But, of course, they could only go into Baltimore or into Dulles, and I wanted to go to Washington National. I went to American. They were $550 for the ticket. United was about $750 for the ticket, almost twice as much as Southwest to fly exactly the same distance. So that certainly tends to corroborate exactly what you're saying.
Well, that's one of the reasons, Dr. Stan, that they simply aren't free to raise prices to cover this fuel, because Southwest doesn't have to raise their prices,
right,
because their fuel isn't costing them as much. American Airlines is also in the unenviable position of having the largest fleet of MD-80 aircraft, which were not nearly as fuel efficient as Southwest 737 aircraft. So I think in 2009 we're going to see some major bankruptcies of airlines, and what I think we're going to see is a public bailout. That's what's going to happen, rather than let them take the hit. I think they're going to be calling upon Congress for a major bailout.
Could very well. Of course, everybody wants a bailout. Housing wants a bailout. The banks want a bailout. The financial institutions want a bailout. Why shouldn't the airlines want a bailout? But, you know, we're going to even see worse problems, I think, very, very shortly as far as our car manufacturers are concerned, because just this last week, Rio Tinto, which is one of the largest sources of iron ore in the world, increased the price of iron ore 85%, which is going to drive up the price of a steel about the same amount. And of course, what are our cars going to be made out of? We can't make them all out of carbon. They have to have a steel infrastructure, and that's going to have a devastating effect on the cost of our cars, which they can't sell anyway, because General Motors is losing money on almost every car that they sell, or these truck and SUV that they're selling at the present time in the United States. I mean, think of the implications of 85% increase in the price of iron ore. That is really truly frightening.
And what's interesting is there's no fundamental economic reason for that kind of a price increase. Steel production is, demand is down right now.
Right.
I mean, even though it's up in a few places around the world, those are way, way too far away from Rio Tinto to be their major supplier. I mean, you don't raise prices if there isn't an increased demand to justify that. And that shows that there seems to be a conspiracy among the majors to squeeze this economy in some way, and I don't really know quite what they're up to. You risk, unless they want to, in fact, get a change of administration by making the economy a major issue of dissatisfaction.
It's going to be very interesting, but I don't think there's any reason for oil to be up where it is at the present time either. I think it's all, as you pointed out last week, a matter of speculation, and they could stop the speculation if the Commodity Control Board would simply raise the margin requirements, which they absolutely refuse to do. And since they refuse to do it, of course, why, of course, the price is certainly going to go up. The hedge funds, the pension funds, many of the investment banks are all speculating in oil and certainly driving the price up. And if they were having to put up a much higher margin requirement, they could bring those prices down, I would believe, in a few weeks. But they obviously don't want to. And we then again have to re-echo what you're saying. Why are they trying to destroy the economy of this country immediately before the upcoming election?
Well, I think, you know, there's some long-term reasons. They're trying to force people into an urban economy, which means more government control over people's lives, more susceptibility to that control, because everything has to work properly in an urban environment to maintain your lifestyle. And whereas if you go more rural, you have the ability to be self-sufficient. And they've been unsuccessful at getting Americans to drop their love affair with rural society and suburbia. And now they're forcing it upon us with this gasoline and other economic costs. Well, another news, the Senate is about to pass, a telephone immunity bill. And I have to admire Senator Chris Dodd, who reiterated before Senate colleagues, that this is one of the worst pieces of legislation and denial of the most fundamental rights of American law and jurisprudence to ever become before the Senate, and I think he's right. I mean, if you think about it, you're about to rubber stamp, in the name of political unity, the ability of government to essentially spy on anyone domestically in all of the emails. Something, of course, the only fault I have with what he mentioned, he didn't mention they've been doing this forever, but he did mention they've been doing this before it's being ruled legal, and you have the rights of Americans have been violated by the Constitution. And you have congressmen sitting here and senators sitting here who are about to vote to take away the rights of Americans to go to court and punish those that have violated their constitutional liberties to privacy. And I don't agree with Christopher Dodd and a lot of the things, the positions as a Democrat and as a liberal that he's taken, but for some reason he's right on target. He made a passionate appeal to not cut off debate and to not pass this thing on, but of course it will pass. They have made so many deals under the table to get this thing to pass. So that's probably the downside compared to the one that we lose in one that we win in the courts on the Second Amendment. We're losing the right to privacy and to be freedom from government surveillance.
Well, the only thing that I can say in that respect is they've been doing it for going back to almost the time of the Second World War. And this gives us a wonderful talking point just to get people to go up on the Internet and look up Project Echelon. Echelon, Echelon. And, of course, you'll find out they've been eavesdropping on us without warrants for many years. If we can just get the American people to realize that and that this information has been intentionally concealed by the media, maybe we can get them to understand the media is controlled. Hey, we're out of time, Joel. God bless. We'll talk to you again early tomorrow morning, and thanks so very much. Bye-bye.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who has a business, credit card, automobile, medical, or unsecured loan debt of $10,000 or more, and you can't make your monthly payments, why don't you call David Lemure and his debt settlement company at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, because they'll contact your creditors, they'll negotiate a 30 to 60% reduction of what you owe, and arrange for a convenient payment schedule that'll get you out of debt in 12 to 36 months. Why don't you call today? Because the penalties and interest on your debt is increasing, and call David Lemure at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, and start getting out of debt today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Hope you enjoy our weekly conversations with Joel. I always do. I think he's one of the most astute political observers that we have, and I'm just privileged to have him on our program here at Radio Liberty twice a week. But let me just point out, of course, that if you really want to understand what's going on, you have to understand that there are forces working behind the scenes, because so much of what's going on, it doesn't make any sense. It would be absolutely suicidal to get involved in a war with Iran, especially since the United States CIA brought the mullahs, the radical mullahs, to power back in 1979. And it's almost as if, well, we're following some sort of a script. Certainly in Pakistan today, we're funding the military there that is funding the Taliban that are killing our boys. Why would you do anything that stupid? Why would you invade Iraq where there was no al-Qaeda, and now there's al-Qaeda's operating there? Of course, a lot of them are coming, the majority of them are coming from Saudi Arabia, from our good friends, being financed by our good friends in Saudi Arabia, good friends of the Bush family, that is. Nothing going on makes sense unless you understand there are other forces. That's why our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is so important. That's why my talk, and of course you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, but my talk, The Forbidden Secret, is so vitally important. That's The Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, you would want to get the talk on the planned police state. You'd want to get the material on the concentration camps, or the concentration camp special. You need to get this information. You're welcome to duplicate anything we produced and get it out. How do you put it into its spiritual significance? You need to get the DVD, and you get it in a 3-hour, 4-hour, or 10-hour version. They sold their souls for rock and roll. They sold their souls for rock and roll, and it's about the satanic influence within the music industry. But of course, it doesn't just stop at the music industry. It infiltrates every aspect of our life today. And of course, you probably have never heard of the Elder Brothers, the Ancients of Wisdom, the Great White Brotherhood. But of course, this is of course what this really all involves. These ethereal individuals who have evolved through various stages and through various lifetimes to become perfect, and they are the ones who are running the world. Well, of course, I don't believe that for a minute. I believe they're demonic spirits, and I believe that they are actively working within our society and channeling ideas into people's minds knowingly or unknowingly. And we have a number of books that have been actively channeled, the books and the writings of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. She readily admits that the books
that she wrote on theosophy were channeled to her by a demonic spirit, she called it, the Tibetan called Kuthumi. Alice Bailey wrote 26 books, and they were channeled to her by a spirit named Joa Kuhl. Barbara Marx Hubbard, one of the richest women in the world, wrote a book called The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, which was channeled to her by a spirit she called the Christ Spirit. And, of course, she actually actively advocated the elimination of a quarter of the population of the world, saying in her original manuscript of her book, "That is not your job, my dear. That is mine. That is ours. Because we are the riders of the pale horse, death." Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in the spirits of battle. And this is why, of course, you need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret, my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the book. We hope you'll want to get them all. And then, of course, we hope you get the material on the planned police state. They sold their souls for rock and roll. A four-tape set we have, it's on the supernatural. And the writings, of course, of Joanna Michelson, who is a medium. We have her book. It's called The Beautiful Side of Evil. And that and the four-tape set on the supernatural will begin to introduce you to what's really going on behind the scenes. And then, of course, we suggest the four-tape set and the book on satanic crimes, not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen, real. Our material on the Bohemian Grove, four-tape, four-CD set. Our material on the Bilderbergers, four CDs set. The DVD on the Bilderbergers, the books on the Bilderbergers, we have two of them. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV, WAR.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water.